You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast.
Yes, you are.
New Churches is an online
You're
hub
back.
For the mission
yeah.
of
church multiplication.
Here you'll find the
I don't know. I
resources
don't
and training,
and training you need to get started.
As well as the
friends and awesome opportunity. I don't know.
Yeah, the awesomeness.
The awesomeness
the
is in
awesomeness
there?
Of the Plus membership community.
Oh, that's right.
Which reminds me, we are having an event for Plus for not just Plus members, but charter members this December in Nashville.
And Nash Vegas, baby.
Yeah.
Nash Vegas.
And what's neat about this event is in order to be a charter member with us, you need to purchase Plus membership at an annual rate before October 1st. And if you do that, we're actually going to have a coaching event in December.
And they get to come.
Yeah, they get to come.
And why don't we do it in Chicago, Riley? Because it's December and nobody wants to come to Chicago.
And they're probably going to get delayed
exactly.
at O'Hare Airport.
Yeah, that's true.
But what's neat about this event is our charter members are going to bring their questions.
Yeah.
And they're going to be on the stage with us.
Yep.
They're going to ask their questions and we're going to coach them live. And all the other charter members are going to listen in. So it's really going to be an intimate environment where we're going to be able to coach the charter members in that way. So it'll be fun.
That's cool.
Eat some good barbecue.
Intimate environment kind of creeped me out, but that's right.
Eat some good barbecue.
It's going to be a friendly environment.
A friendly environment. Okay. That's
Sorry,
good. Well, today our question is from Ron, so let's listen in.
I'm in my 60s and I've had over 40 years of experience in a variety of churches. I would really love to start a cross-generational or transgenerational church with the 20-somethings, 30-somethings. Have you ever addressed that in any of your podcasts? Or what would you suggest that I do or have in mind in order to begin well? This is Ron. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Man, I love this guy.
Yeah, dude,
he's
awesome.
In his 60s.
That's awesome.
And wants to plant a church
dude,
for 20s
awesome.
And 30s.
That's awesome. You know, okay, first.
I want to be Ron.
I want to be Ron. You are going to be Ron. You're going to be going around saying,
60,
I'm going to.
Yeah.
When you're 80. Now you're Ron. You're going to be 20 years old. And you're like, I got to plant another church to these young whippersnappers. So you're going to be back in Canada, living the dream.
Yeah. Playing squash.
So where are you going? When you're 80, where are you going to retire to?
Man, I want to be in Canada.
You want to be back?
Yeah. Okay, you know what I want to be?
What?
I want to be one of those 80-year-olds that whips these kids in squash. Because I remember, okay, let me, I got to explain this. Okay, this is good.
Because you know that squash, no Americans even know what squash
yes,
is.
Yes, I know. It's more of a Commonwealth sport.
Okay.
But squash is like racquetball,
it's
just
like a
better
food.
And
it's
more
also
strategic.
A food,
yes.
Okay,
and so I was playing squash, right, when I was pastoring in Edmonton as a way to reach out, be in the community, connect, and evangelize. But I remember playing this one game. And it was with this 80-something-year-old guy. And I was like, oh, this is going to be the best.
Yeah.
I was in my late 20s, fit.
And you were gonna,
I had a good
You
racket.
Were excited about whooping an
oh,
old
yeah.
man.
I was so excited because I wasn't that good. I was probably in the
you're
first
ready
2 years.
You're going to whip 4-year-olds and 85-year-olds.
Yes.
That's your goal. And but it didn't happen, did it?
I don't even think I got 2 points
wow.
all three games.
He just like, totally he, destroyed
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and it wasn't even like he was hitting the ball hard. He like placed the ball in the corners so strategically. And at the end, I was like, how do you play this well? And he's like, when you're my age, you're going to be able to do the same.
Really?
The only difference between me and you is I have 60 years of experience playing squash.
That's awesome.
So, that's who I want to be.
So now this is your goal. This is your life goal. It's not about the gospel. It's not about
the kids.
It's about
Ron at 60 and when I'm 80.
Okay. Now, poor Ron. Ron, you know, I'm not that far away from Ron. I'm in my 40s, but I'm not that far away from Ron. And so you're making Ron sound like he's older than he is. Ron, we apologize.
Yes.
We love you. And let me just say being 60 is awesome. But let me also say that planting a multi-generational church is going to be challenging when you're in your 60s. Now, let's just be
Unless
transparent.
Unless he plays Pokemon. Pokemon Go.
Wow.
That's the first step. You got to play Pokemon Go.
I quit the podcast. I'm done. I'm out. Don't play Pokemon Go. No one will be your friend if you play Pokemon Go.
Because you'll probably get hit by a car.
Oh my gosh.
You hear about these kids?
It's crazy.
Who are like walking off cliffs playing Pokemon Go?
It's nuts. It's crazy.
Oh, man.
So I put out a tweet. I said I was going to write an article on reaching people using Pokemon Go.
I saw that.
And then I decided I hate myself too much. But then everyone started sending me these, you know, Rick Warren did this thing. You know, you'd be a Pokemon master at our church. And they got, I don't know what they have. And I was like, oh my gosh. So people are, you know, churches are setting out things.
Insane.
Anyway. So, you know, neither me nor any of my family are in, in Pokemon Go. Anyway, back to the focus. So, because here's the why. Typically, as a church planner and as a pastor, you tend to relate best and attract people who are within 10 years of you. That's the best. That's the zone that you're most connected with. So you know, typically then if you're 60, you're going to be attracting people from 50 to 70. Church plants tend to skew younger, so you might be 40 or so. And I'm not saying that's a good thing. I'm saying it's a thing. So the question is how do you, if you want to be multi-generational, you may need other nodes around which you would connect with some people. So you need team members who are in their 20s is what you need. And so if you build a team with you and some team members who are in their 20s, or maybe, I mean, again, I don't know your situation, but if you had someone in their 20s, someone in their 40s and you at 60, you know, you might then have kind of nodes of connection with people who are 10 years older and younger. Now, again, certainly there are exceptions. You know, the church I planted, I'm in my late 40s, the church I planted is just recently median age was probably in the 30s, and we had, you know, 20 somethings and all that. So we, but because again, church plants tend to skew younger. But I would say that as I've gotten older, I planted my first church when I was 21. Man, I just know there are a lot of 20 somethings. You know, when I was in my 30s, there are a lot of 30 somethings. That's just a natural part of it. What I would say too is if you're going to skew younger, you're probably going to, that's most reflected in your worship. Yeah. And so I think that, now again, I don't know him at all. So you know, but you need to be at a place where the worship is engaging and culturally appropriate for a younger group. I think you'll be able to say to older people that, you know, and it depends upon, some of them may love the music, so some of them may not, but you can say we're all in this together and you can build that vision for a multi-generational worship.
Yeah, I love that because oftentimes like attracts like. I love what our friend Derwin Gray did when he planted Transformation Church because he wanted to plant a multi-generational, multi-ethnic church. So his second hire was an older gentleman who was white.
Yeah.
Right. And he did that intentionally because he wanted to make sure that there was that representation on the staff.
Yeah, and Derwin's in his 40s. Yeah. And so, but he's got young staff, he's got older staff, and that's a key thing. So if you're in your 40s, if that 10-year thing is true on each side, he wanted to skew in both of those directions. I think that's going to be key to help you to do that is a team group. Now, here's the deal. First of all, let me just say, I think it's awesome he's planting a church, 60, mm-hmm. period. And I think it's awesome he's even concerned about these issues. So I want to be encouraging, but I also want to be realistic. This is going to be a challenge. Mm-hmm. The statistically, church planting is a young man's game. Okay. The vast majority of church planters in America today are young males. That's the vast, vast majority. Right. So why? Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be, but this is a space because you end up reaching young families. You know, there's a space here that's sort of natural for that demographic. So what I would say, thank God that he's breaking out of that demographic, but realize there's some challenges to be uphill and he can build a team that can help him get up that hill.
Yeah. So, I mean, a few different options for building that team. Perhaps it's finding a younger gentleman who wants to plant a church as well, right? Being able to partner with him, doing that as co-planters is a great idea because what that would allow you to do is to reach different generations, but also you coming along and saying, hey, I'll mentor you.
Yeah.
Or even finding someone who is a youth pastor or someone who wants to plant a church, you plant it with him. I mean, you've had 40 years of ministry
That's awesome.
To mentor and actually say, hey, you are going to be the, in when I retire in a few years or when I go plant another church in a few years, I want you to take this over. So maybe you can actually be a serial church planter, right? Who goes out and continues to do this by mentoring and
we talk about
raising
that
up the next generation.
In planting missional churches, we talk about that sort of sequential church planter. And I think that's awesome. And we don't know if that's his passion, but that could be great. He could plant another and go on from there. I would just build a team of men and women around him that would be diverse generationally and perhaps racially and ethnically as well. And I think that's going to be key early on. And really, be at 60, you know, I don't know when you're going to retire, right? So maybe never, but you've got a 5-10 year run. Okay. So build a team that they see you as the sage and the leader in this 40 years of experience. What a blessing that could be. Build a team of men and women around that he pours into, that ultimately takes the leadership and runs with it for the future as well.
Yeah. And the other thing that I'd encourage you to do too is to read about it. I mean, you have 40 years of experience and you're right. I mean, when it comes to developing volunteers and leaders, I mean, there's a lot of the stuff that really does cycle back and forth and you know the principles and the wisdom behind it. But saturate yourself in the latest ideas and the different ways. Even read books on millennials. Engage your, you know, I would even encourage you to get Snapchat, right? And just to see, okay. just to, you don't have to be
you
on
Snapchat. You've lost all respect. Okay. I'm not going to Snapchat. You don't need to get Snapchat.
No,
so don't, please don't listen. Don't, okay. Daniel lies. Don't listen to Daniel.
No, you don't have to do Snapchat. Just look at it and see what the
unless
obsession
is. Unless you're a 14-year-old, you don't need to be on Snapchat. Actually, that's not true. You know, Eric Geiger's on Snapchat, our colleague Eric Geiger, and he's been pushing me, so I might get on Snapchat too.
Which
but
kind
I'm just psychologically not prepared.
Which is why we brought up the whole Pokemon Go. I mean, you don't have to get, but to be aware of what the younger generation is.
And again, we don't know him. He may be on Pokemon Go and he may be on Snapchat right now. We don't know him from Adam. But what I would say is that there is, you want to be in that space. You want to be in a space where people are not in that sort of, you know, I mean, there's someone in my late 40s. I'm not going around saying, you know, I'm just a hipster on Snapchat. Yeah. I mean, I'm no longer young and cool. Yeah. Got to embrace that. And I don't know, he may be the coolest guy in town, but I think just embrace who you are, build a team of people who are not like you, but are different, but want to lean in and learn from your wisdom and knowledge and press on and plant this church.
And it's possible. It's possible because I've met 50, 60-year-olds who have felt young at heart and who have felt like they were 20 or 30 in their mindset and in their worldview. So thanks, Ron. We encourage you. We're praying for you. And yeah, we'll catch you guys next time.